Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, it's all that time, y'all. Some of you in the chat have been waiting. It is the Batwoman After Show, and we are grinning ear to ear in episode 14, or at least I am, your host, Ali Kona Bradford. And if you are joining in with me right now, be sure that you are in the chat and you use hashtag badassbeast to let me know. Like I was saying, this end of the table belongs to you. You can see it is me all by myself, which is why I don't sing. But that means that it's your responsibility if you're joining in live to let me know your thoughts. Keep me on track because I tend to fall off. All right, so badass beasts. I have two this evening. Believe it or not, my first one is actually Alice, because even though she's a little cuckoo, she finally got to confront her abuser and she did not back down. She had a moment, she could have, the shrink warned her, but she still stuck with it and she's gonna torture him. Woo! And then my second badass beast is actually Mary, because I feel like she's handled the situation between her and Kate so gracefully, and we'll talk about that a little bit more, but she knows who Batwoman is, and Kate is still trying to leave her out of the circle, if you will, to protect her, but still, it's a little bit hurtful to Mary, you know, and she's not being mean about it. She's not, like, begrudged, if that's even properly said. But do you know what I mean? Like, she's not being awful about it. She's understanding and letting Kate come to her when she's ready. So now I'm going to look at all of your comments to see who your badass beast is. Although I did get an Alice Kona. Okay, I'll take it. Anyway, hi to all you guys in the chat. Ivan Soto, what's up? Blackmagic99, Billie Jean Girl 24. Did I get a haircut? No, I did not, but thanks, girl. Let's see. Mom Before Life Kid, Grayson Ryan, Tony Stark. I'm looking for some badass beasts, y'all. Oh, we have one from Ivan Soto. Mary, for not telling Kate that she knew that she's trusting Kate to tell her. That was mine, too. High five through the screen. And Billie Jean Girl says, Alice, who was crazy enough to take someone else's face to confront her abuser. Yes! So good. It took a moment for me to realize that that's what happened, because all I saw was blood everywhere. But when I finally did realize, I was like, this is so good! And Tony Stark's badass beast is my girl Alice for taking Duella's face. Thank you. So I guess we're kind of on the same page, right? Because I had my two badass beasts and it's split in between the two from the chat. So awesome. I'm making some really weird hand gestures. Sorry, guys. All right, so let's get into the actual episode. Something I'm really excited to talk about. Some of you guys are going to love it and some of you guys are going to hate it, but I'm already shipping it. Sophie and Kate. They're cute. They have a lot of issues. Don't get me wrong. And, you know, Sophie hurt Kate in the past, so we're not going to forget that. But I still like them together. And here is why. They obviously still have feelings for each other. Under poor circumstances, they were not allowed to be together. And we actually got to see that when Sophie's mom came into the picture, right? And I'm glad that we did, because I know a lot of people are really mad at the way Sophie's been handling certain situations because of the fact that she hasn't come out to her mother yet and she's still afraid and the rest of the world doesn't know. And, you know, for some people, it's hard. I'm sure for a lot of people, it's hard, right? And so we get to see how her mom actually is going to react to Sophie finally coming out. And I'm glad that she got to go on this journey. And it's ironic that she's going on this journey again with Kate, even though she doesn't know it's Kate and she thinks it's Batwoman. But the fact that she got herself involved, when Batwoman tried to cut her off, She's still being all coy and flirtatious and really trying to edge Batwoman on. And I like that. I don't know about you guys, but I really, really like that she got all up into her face like this. She was like, resist me now. And of course, Kate didn't. And they, you know, almost kissed. They kissed? I don't know. Mom came in there way too soon. But I will say, when Sophie did have her heart-to-heart with Mom after going through her journey with Kate, I really like that scene because you have Sophie. And I'm sure so many people have gone through this in their life, but she's holding Mom's hand. And I think it takes a lot of guts, bravery, whatever you want to call it, to finally come out to your mom and let her know, like, my whole entire life. Like, she didn't just, like, she got married. And her mom loved her ex. And just, Mom, like, I've been living a secret my whole life. And I thought for, like, a millisecond, her mom, I don't know, maybe crazy me, thought she was going to be okay with that. Sorry, just got distracted by the chat. I'm going to tell Ivan no, and then I'm going to keep going with my tangent because for a moment, Sophie's mom started to discuss the fact that the hardships of coming up, being poor, being African-American, being a woman, and now you're going to tell me that you're also gay? Like, what? And she said something about the good Lord made it hard enough for you already. And the reason I really like that line is because this show is so good about being real. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's obviously fake. It's fictional. You got superheroes and people flying around, but they're really being conscious of tackling whether it's LGBTQ or something else. They're doing it in an honest way, I think. And I appreciate the fact that it wasn't the reaction that we would have wanted. Mom totally just walked away. You know, nobody wants to deal with that, but that really does happen in real life. So, again, I appreciate the writers going there. Now, I'm going to take a look at my co-hosts and see what you guys are saying before I jump topics. And see, Billie Jean Girl 24, it looks like Sophie is changing. She finally came out on her own to her mother, even though it didn't end well. Yes, and I think Batwoman, it took her being involved with Batwoman for that to happen. And I really like the speech that Kate gave her as Batwoman, of course. Just talking about the fact, because that takes a lot of strength too. You know, your old flame comes back into your life and is falling for you again. Unfortunately, doesn't even know who you are. But still, there's that piece of you that's still connected and still loves that person. And you're going down that same path of falling in love-ish. It's really soon. But to stop and say, you know what? Not a good idea. Like, forget what Luke says. Forget what anybody else says about the whole putting you in danger. Like, let's just talk about me and you and be honest. And I have a mask on. So technically, you still can be in hiding and be gay, right? Because we can't tell anybody because I'm Batwoman. Remove the mask. Get rid of all that. Know me as a human. And if you do, could you still be with me? Because if so, that means you have to be out. And my heart hurt when Sophie was like, you know, I'm going to have to rethink that decision. So backtracking a little bit, but now going forward, I'm glad that Sophie finally did make that decision, even though her and Batwoman technically decided to go their separate ways. Ish. Before, again, one more time, I'll check with you guys before I keep on going because I really like that topic. Let's see. Ivan wants to give Kate someone who will treat her right, just like Julia Pennyworth. I don't think that Sophie is intentionally trying to treat Kate wrong. I think that Sophie just is dealing with so much internal turmoil that hurting Kate is just a byproduct of, unfortunately, her own dealings. I want to say insecurities, and it is slightly an insecurity, but at the same time, it's just wanting her family to love her. You know, that's like an instinctual thing. That's like the inner child in you that just wants your mommy to love you or your dad or to accept you or you to be validated. And that's the one thing, her sexuality is the one thing that's keeping her from getting that. And even still, being straight, she still wasn't getting that from her mom. So, yeah. Anyway. Okay. So let's go into, I also want to talk a little bit about Mary, because she was our other hashtag badass beast. And as I mentioned before, I love that she had so much grace in the way she handled her situation. And it's a hurtful situation because I know your secret. Please let me in. I trust you. I trusted you in the past. I need you to trust me now, please. And so I really appreciated the fact that she didn't push Kate. She wasn't rude to her or anything like that. She just, come to me when you are ready. And so, let's see what you guys bring the question for Kate. One of her comic book loves? What? I don't know what that means. Okay. Excuse me, guys. That's what happens when you're a lady. Yellow lipstick anyway. All right. But gratefully, I have my Kleenex and I'm ready to go. Continuing to talk about Mary. What else did I want to say about her outside of that? Oh, that she dropped her hints. So when we have the social media influencer situation going on and Mary's like, so, like, I could be of a lot of help, guys. I know this and I know that and I know this about the chin and that and that. And she still couldn't get in. I know. How do you guys feel about that? Did it upset you? I'm really wanting Kate to just come through and finally trust Mary. And again, that's all she wants, is she wants to be loved and accepted and part of the family. I also appreciated the fact, and I don't know if any of you guys are social media influencers. I am not, so maybe I'm biased. But I really like that the show made fun of it a little bit, because I think there's two different types of influencers, going on a slight tangent. There are the people that are influential because they do great things and they use their platform for great things and they teach you how to do things or expose these new opinions and thoughts or show you how to do stuff. Awesome. And then there are the people that their brand is their face and they literally have no talent at all, but they're real pretty or real handsome. And so I feel like they did a great job of poking fun of that a little bit, and I don't know. It made me giggle. Let's see what you co-hosts think. I think you guys are talking about something completely different. Mary was respectful when talking to Kate, but hope she realizes Kate didn't tell Alice she was Batwoman. Tony Stark, that's so amazing. And thank you for bringing that up, because that was another hurtful piece of information to know that the other sister, which she has been in some senses competing for Kate's love with, knows the secret openly. She knows. She found out. So anyway, but yeah, going back to the whole social media thing, I thought it was slightly funny. And it's not funny that that girl was cutting the faces though. Duella, grinning from ear to ear. She was a basket case and a half, just a little bit. Did you guys like her as a villain? I didn't get a chance to Google who the actor is, but for some reason, I felt like it was a lead character from iZombie, the girl who played, I don't know, I could be way wrong, but I know that the CW is really good about intertwining different actors into different shows and giving them work, so it could have been her. But either way, I was not mad at her, although the fact that she was cutting her mother's throat, that was a little much. A little dark for me. But then again, we're in Gotham, so I guess I should expect it. But at the end of the day, I'm really curious if her and Alice are going to continue to team up. That should be interesting. But I know that you guys in the chat were going off about the fact that that she had given her, she basically gave her face to Alice, because she was real happy when we got the final reveal. And the chick is, you know, she got her hands tied behind her back and her head's low. And that was right after the scene where we saw her face on Alice, when Allison was confronting Ethan, quote unquote. And I was like, who is laying down? Is that Alice? And when the girl looked up and she had this big smile on her face, but blood everywhere, I was like, what is going on in this show? And then, of course, you have Alice with her face on to confront dude. So anyways, I thought that was great. I know you guys did too. Clean my face again. Let's see. Alicona. Duella Dent is from the comics. Oh, no. I did not mean comics. Oh, actor-wise. Somebody else had said that too. No, that's not the girl from iZombie. Black Magic 99. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I didn't know. I wasn't sure. And then Duella in the comics is called the Joker's daughter, not literal daughter, though. Yes, totally makes sense. Hi, the smileys. But anyway, I just want to say that I really liked her, even though she was evil and crazy. And the girl that she had hanging over the, you know, and that's the tie-in too, right? Because you have the girl who was hanging by the chains over the pit of acid, tentatively going down to get boiled in and jokerized, if you will. Anyways, okay, so I digress. Point being, I like the character. I like that Allison had finally got to face old boy, and he's doing something crazy to Mouse. It was like fear toxin. I wrote down the actual name, so forgive me if I don't have it off the top of my head. But either way, I was like, oh, fear toxin. Excuse me. That's what it's called. I was like, what is this guy going to do? And then I thought, what a terrible father, which is obviously the obvious. But it's so ironic to me when a crazy person looks at another crazy person and they're like, you are so crazy. And you just want to give them a mirror and be like, no, boo. You crazy. So we got a lot of mental issues going on in the Batwoman world this episode. This whole season, really. Now, let's see. Everyone's talking about that fear toxin. While you guys are talking about that, P.S., by the way, if any of you are listening on iTunes, thank you so much. Of course, we love you when you're watching live too, streaming. So thank you for that. Leave comments and all that below, likes. But we want you to do that on iTunes because your comments, your ratings, and all those things allow us to be searchable. And we really appreciate that because you guys are making us the ESPN of TV talk. We literally have something for everybody going on here. And the only way other people can find us is if you make it known by leaving those comments. So, ding, do that. Okay, now, going back into what's going on. Oh, Commander. Let's talk about the Commander just a little bit. Because what goes around comes back around. You guys are really going to be tired of me singing by the time this episode is over and wish that I had a co-host here so you wouldn't have to hear me sing. But the Commander, I like that he's finally having to confront the fact that the Crows are not necessarily as squeaky clean as he portrays them. And when we started the season, my perception was the fact that he was knowledgeable about those things and partially responsible for those things. And maybe he is, for a few of them. But not what's going on with this guy, Richie. I like that they brought that back, and they did it soon enough to where we still remember who he is. But, you know, Commander actually has to deal with the fact that do I play by my morals or I do my favor? And he did the favor. Cool. Awesome. You're going against the rules. But by going against the rules, uncovering the fact that the Crows have wrongfully put this other dude in jail. And the funny thing to me about that is it took Commander a little while to decide he was going to do this, right? So he had the interaction with the lawyer. No, I am not going to let Richie have his trial sooner. Why not, dude? You're not the judge. He didn't ask you to manipulate the judge, like his decision. He just asked you to move up the trial. And being that you were wrongfully accused of your wife's murder, spent some time in jail, got beat up a lot, and were framed, you would think, I don't know, maybe he'd have a little empathy, do some research. Look, he eventually did. But I'm just saying, off the get-go, come on, dude. All right, so I want to make sure that my co-hosts are being tended to and see what you guys are talking about. All I saw was Timberlake. What? Oh, Mamba Life. Yeah, that's my boo, Justin Timberlake. Anyway, okay. Let's keep on going. I talked about the Commander, who somebody said in the chat earlier, why did the Commander call Sophie for help after he fired her? I don't know. I have no idea. That was weird. And mind your business, boo. Why did you call her mom to let her know that you fired her? I mean, I guess they were friends once upon a time, a long time ago, but still, like, that's none of your business. Let her tell her mom on her own. Thank you. Okay. let's see. Alice, I talked a little bit about Alice as well. I didn't get a chance to ask you guys. You guys are still talking about Mouse, the fact that nobody has sympathy for Mouse, and I get it. I do and I don't, right? Because going back to that whole fact that everybody on the show is just a little bit psycho, you look at somebody like Alice and you look at somebody like Mouse. They're obviously villains. The show gave them a purpose, though, in that they're villains for a reason. And you think about the fact that they were really abused, and not even in a normal type of way abused, as children, and we all know that that affects you for the rest of your life. So it's crazy because as a viewer, I hate them for the things that they're doing and that they're villains. But then I can turn around and I feel for them because there's this human side of them that like, oh, you were very tortured. So, yeah, I'm undecided. I don't know. I hate him when he's doing bad things, but I like him when his dad's tortured. That sounds weird. He's likable when his dad is torturing him, and that you see his vulnerability. How about that? And we saw Alice's vulnerability, and I like that as well, too. Okay, so I feel like I covered some of the really big, big topics in terms of that. Please tell me, by the way, if I just, like, totally skipped over something that you guys want me to talk about, because I do that sometimes. Mouse is going to get murdered at the end of the episode. He wasn't abused. He abused Alice. Ivan, I don't know if Mouse abused Alice. He was definitely abused by his father. And Alice was his one friend that accepted him and loved him, even though he had a crazy face, which we don't know why he had a crazy face. His dad makes it seem like he was born that way, but I feel like dad may have accidentally experimented on him and it went wrong. And so now he's trying to fix it. And he's just got this weird thing in his brain where he just now likes to play with people's faces. I don't know. But I think that he was equally abused. I think that his dad may have manipulated him into doing certain things to Alice, but I don't think he went through with it. Because if he did, Alice wouldn't be his friend now. That's my thought. All right. So that said, we talked about Joelle. We talked about all the girls that she was torturing and cutting their faces up. We got to see a little bit of Luke, not a lot of Luke. I like the fact that he was being a good friend and looking out for Kate. And the whole Sophie situation and just saying, yo, you need to back up. And he brought in the fact that why Bruce Wayne never had a girlfriend, which is basically, you know, they become a target on their back. But I think that Sophie's different in that she can handle it alone. You know, she was a crow. Fine. She'll have a target on her back. But I'm sure as a crow and being the right hand woman of the commander, she had a target on her back, too. So why not team up? And I think that, not that I'm trying to get into prediction That's what I'm doing. Not that I'm trying to get into prediction zone, but I feel like Kate would just be better off if she built her team. You know, it's like any other DC show. They all have their team, and you have Arrow, who started off with the three main characters who ended up getting more. And I think that this is where they're going to go as well, too. But I don't know. Work with your ex. Don't work your... Well, she might be a current. I don't know. But either way, I really, 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 really want to see by the end of the season both Mary and Sophie joining in on this team. I think it'll make them that much stronger. Plus, the fact that technically the only person that can fight on this team is Batwoman. So it'd be nice to have another person that can do that. Last thought on that, too. I was going to be really mad if Sophie got in a fight with Duella and Duella kicked her ass. Excuse my Japanese. I'm just saying, you're a crow. She can put up a little bit of a fight, but really you should be winning this. Otherwise, your training sucked. Okay. So that's that. I want to check in with you guys before I move on. Tony Stark 3000 is asking, Ali Kona, you would think Luke would have known Bruce and Selina Kyle, who was his kind of girlfriend and partner. Yeah, I'm sure he did, but for the sake of the show, I'm pretty sure they don't want it to seem like it can be a happy situation, right? And then also, by the way, we had that light mention of Lucius Fox and his murder. I'm glad that it was its own entity and it was talked about within the Crows and the Commander, and it was not something talked about around Luke just because it just wasn't necessary right now. But it might come up in the future as we dive a little bit more into this murder case. And if so, that could be really interesting. Now, you know what? There's some people are disagreeing with me right now. And that's okay. Like, it's your job as my co-host. We're not going to have the same opinion. So that's great. We can kind of go back and forth about that. But I have some disagreement as far as having Sophie on Team Batwoman. So let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. You don't want Sophie on Team Batwoman. Let me see, what is your backup for that? Why do you not want her on there? Like, let's look at it tactically from the fact that she can fight. She has all this inside sort, like, she can get into whatever is going on with the Crows because she still has a way to eavesdrop, for lack of better words. So she can be one step ahead and relay that information to the team. So I'm really curious as to why you think she is really bad for them. And that is going to be it, I think, for me, in my opinion, on the show, up until Ivan Soto gives me his rebuttal as to why he thinks that Sophie should not be on the team. And I'm at a little bit of a delay, so I'll have to excuse me on that. In the meantime, though, I'm going to have my engineer, excuse me, get prepared for my real life badass beast. Okay, Ivan Soto, thank you for responding. Sophie lives, breathes, lying and betraying. That's why. Okay, hold on. Skirt, stop the show. All right, Ivan, let's do this. Lying? Why? Well, she said so during this episode, right? She's been lying her whole life. A, it takes a big person to admit that. B, a lot of that lying has to do with the fact that she just wants to be accepted. Not saying that's okay, but a lot of it deals with her own personal identity. And I think that once she comes to terms with who she is, which she has, but once she's able to announce that to the world and be proud of it and own who she is and be comfortable in her own skin, she doesn't have any more reasons to lie. And her number one thing that she is passionate about is justice, fighting crime. And I think that her lying about her sexuality and all that hoopla, that's its own thing. It's irrelevant from her work. And if she did lie at work, it was only lying to the commander or to the guy that she was with to try to deny the fact that she was, well, lesbian, which she was lying to herself anyway. I don't know. A lot of clarity is going to be coming to her pretty soon. And I think once that does happen, that leaves a lot of room for her character to grow a lot and really live to its potential. That's my thing. And we got a lot of stuff going on here. So anyway, I have a feeling I just started an argument, and that's okay. You need to have trust in superheroes, says Ivan. She doesn't have loyalty to anyone. I disagree again. I think that she has loyalty to doing what is right. Unfortunately, some of her decisions were not the best decisions, but again, once she comes clear with who she is, I don't think she has a problem being loyal to the people that she loves. I don't think she has a problem being loyal to Mary. I don't think she has a problem being loyal to Kate in a team environment. Yes, they had their thing in the past where they had to break up again because she was not comfortable with her own sexuality. Anyhow, I'm going to end that debate because we can go on forever and ever and ever. And I just want to go ahead and get into my hashtag badass beast real life cast member. Roar. Okay, we were going to have a sound effect. Apparently, we don't. That's okay. You're going to deal with my wonderful grr. And then we're going to get into that. So I do have a picture. If I could have my engineer pull up my picture, this would be Camrys Johnson. Hello. What is happening here? Bet you guys never saw Luke like that before. Unless you looked him up. This was actually in an article that came out, I think, a week ago. So, anywho, did you guys know that he has his own comic that he's been making? Him and his friend, who's a writer, her name is Kelsey Barnhart, and they've been working on a concept, he said, for years now, but he doesn't draw. He's got some friends that he's hired to do that. And I know that his character's name is Mac, which is Cam backwards, so there might be a little relation going on with some of the journey that they're going through, but I thought that was pretty neat. And he's been into comics, like, way before he was part of the show, so I think it's pretty fantastic. Oh, and then something else that he had said too is that they have really, just like some fun insider information, they have really great chemistry as a cast, as a crew, which, I mean, you hear that a lot. Everyone thinks they have the best chemistry out of all the shows. But he said that, you know, they try to hang out a lot because as actors, obviously it helps you when you're doing your scene work, when you know someone really well, you know how to work off them, you have chemistry, so really neat. If you get a chance, take a look at the article. I believe it was I'm not a good source. But it was said on the picture. If you go back and read Da Man. There you go. That's what it was. Cool. So now let's get into some news and gossip. AfterBuzz TV. Okay. So, first and foremost, did you guys know, just recently, actually, Duggery came out and talked about the fact that Tom Cruise is the one who prevented him from originally accepting the role because he was offered the role as Wolverine. He says, quote, Tom Cruise didn't let me do it. We were doing Mission Impossible, and he was like, you've got to stay and finish the film. And I said, I will, but I'll go do that as well. For whatever reason, he said I couldn't. He's a very powerful guy. Other people were doing everything to make it work. Still, he doesn't bear... Oh, So basically, everyone else and his team was trying to make it work, scheduling production, but for whatever reason, Tom Cruise was like, no, you're mine. And that was that. Anyhow, I thought that was really interesting news. Okay. Another piece of information on him, too, by the way, just like randomly, I guess that he had in the past worked with Harvey Weinstein, and so did his wife on 5 different occasions. His wife, Claire, and she actually shares some of her details. She had written a letter talking about escaping him 5 different times from various dinners. And when he'd worked with him before, he had a feeling he knew that something wasn't right. He says, I always knew that he was a questionable character for sure, that he wasn't very, that he was very inappropriate with women. And I should have, and should I have worked with him knowing that? Maybe I shouldn't. I'm glad he said that out loud, and no, you probably shouldn't have, but I get it, whatever. Okay, next photo, which you guys saw, I just thought was cute and funny. It's Rachel Skarsgård, and Skarsgård, excuse me, Skarsgård. I get her and the other actor confused. That was just a random dress-up of armadillo, and I thought it was great, so I wanted to share it with you guys. That's it. It was fun. That's all. And I have a really fun video for you guys if you haven't seen it already, because it was a little while ago, but I had found it online. And once upon a time, Ruby Rose was on Lip Sync Battle. So good. Due to YouTube reasons, we can't really play the song. It's really recognizable because it's Pink. But what I did want you guys to see is the fact that she's doing aerial work, hence Pink. And I was like, you go ahead, girl, because this is pre-Batwoman. This was 2018, I believe. Don't quote me on that. So be sure to look this up online. Let me tell you, I would be so dizzy. And I can do all sorts of like acrobatic stuff, but that would make me so dizzy. I give her props. Also, too, it was really cute. I'm pretty sure she got the words and some of the dance moves. And I felt for her. I was like, oh, bless her heart. But she's so cute. And she was trying to like just jump and, you know, make it happen. So watch it. It's fun. Give it a thumbs up. Comment. Tell her she did a good job. That's it. Okay. So that is my news and gossip. Let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Woo, 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 woo. That is your cue. Because remember, you guys who are watching live are on a delay, but start pumping in all those predictions so that way I can share them with the rest of our crew. But for myself, I will say we get those little weird snippets that they edit all so crazily and try to make you think one thing when really something else is going to happen in the next episode. But we do see for sure that Alice has that mask on her face. So something didn't go right when she was with her abuser. She had the upper hand the last time we left her in this episode. My theory is that Shrink was actually right and something happens to where she regresses back to that childhood state where, when you face your abuser, you're like you get scared, and she's trying so hard to put on this facade like she's this tough, devious woman, but I think somehow he gets in her head and gets the best of her. So I don't know. Ivan Soto does have a prediction, Ali Kona. Harvey Dent isn't Two-Face right now, so he could be turned into Two-Face if they go back to him. They could. I don't know if they will. We'll find out. There's only a few more episodes left, unfortunately, so I don't know. We'll see. As far as my hashtag, let's see, Sophie and Kate. Sophate? That could be cute. Sophate? Better than Kahoofy. We'll go with Sophate. I hashtag them. I think that Sophie is going to come back to Batwoman, share her truth, let her know, but I think that she's going to want to take baby steps. And then once she finds out she's Kate, ooh, that is going to be so tricky. But at the same time, such a beautiful thing. I think that's going to happen in the season finale. That is my final thought on that one. And eventually, I think Mary's going to find out probably next episode. Kate got left with that moment where Mary said, hey, I trust you, this and the third. I hope one day you're going to feel that way too. She walks out. We had that look at the bar where Kate was like, thoughtful gaze. So I think next episode is when she'll finally say, hey, Mary, I have something to tell you. Mary's going to be like, I know. What do you guys think? Brandon Bowie, hey. Sorry, this is the first time I'm seeing your name tonight. I predict that Mouse will be killed by Alice while under the fear toxin because he will attack Alice. Interesting. Oh, maybe he's the one who put her there. Let's see. I predict Kate and Sophie are going to end up having a relationship like Batman and Catwoman. Alice is going to be in trouble. Wait, Alice is going to in trouble with Mouse, and Kate is going to have to save her. Mary might tell Kate she knows. I think so, too. All right, well, that was awesome. Thank you for your predictions. I know you guys are going to keep on going. That's fine. You can give me predictions, but do that on social media. So find me. I'm honestly usually on Instagram at yours truly, Ali Kono, with the little underscores in between. You can try and tweet me. You can try. But I'm usually more so on Instagram. So follow me. Leave a comment. Let me know you're from the Batwoman show. So that way I do know. And then you can share your predictions with me. So that way we can talk about them later. But that said, those of you who joined live, thank you so much for co-hosting with me. You're always welcome. And for those of you who are not watching live, that is A-okay, because again, that's why we have that comment box below. And of course, on iTunes, you can hop on there. So that's great, too. But that wraps up tonight's episode from Grinning Ear to Ear. I'm your host, Ali Kona Bradford. I will see you guys next time. Lipstick all over my face and all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.